Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Let's get to our guest on this issue and some other ones. Joy Murdoch, who is a Fox News contributor. Joy, we're going to talk to you about some other things, but this news having just peaked here right this morning with Justice Breyer announcing his retirement or about to announce his retirement. What's your reaction to what the country's, you know, up against here in the next few months with the Biden administration?
Annie, well, first, great to talk with you again. And my initial reaction is it's always something, you know, just when you think things were already very busy. Well, now they're going to get even busier. I agree with you that the stakes will not be as high as they were when Ruth Bader Ginsburg passed away and Amy Coney Barrett was nominated. That obviously shifted the court significantly to the right. This will be, I assume, basically one Democrat appointee being replaced with another Democrat appointee. Question for Joe Biden is, can he solve several problems all at once by nominating Kamala Harris to the Supreme Court? If he did that, he would be able to keep his promise of naming a woman of color to the court, number one. Number two, she is about, I don't know her exact age, 49, 50, 51. So presumably she could be on the U.S. Supreme Court for 30 years. I recoil in horror at that idea. But if I were a left-wing Democrat, I would be salivating over the opportunity of somebody like Kamala Harris to be in the Supreme Court for a long time pushing their ideas. Again, not my ideas, but their ideas. So from their standpoint, that would please the left Democrat base of Biden, which has been getting very upset lately about the lack of Build Back Better getting passed and so on. And then he could nominate somebody to replace Kamala Harris, who's been a huge failure as vice president. Perhaps somebody like Amy Klobuchar, who, as far as I can tell, I don't agree with her on very much, but she seems more competent. She's certainly more skillful at giving interviews. She can get up and give a speech without making a fool of herself. And she's a woman. She's from Minnesota, which is sort of a swing state. And that probably would be something that would calm things down and perhaps provide a little sense of stability at the White House. So Joe Biden could solve multiple problems all at once by putting Kamala Harris on the Supreme Court. I would not be surprised if he did that. And, of course, the one interesting detail left would be if it came down to a 50-50 vote between 50 Democrats voting yes and 50 Republicans voting no, would Vice President Kamala Harris cast the tie-breaking vote and put herself on the Supreme Court? And if so, wouldn't that be a delicious moment?
Yeah. I don't think I can in good confidence vote in favor of myself. That's what I would like to see. Fox News contributor Joy Murdoch with us right now. I'm curious of your thoughts on the administration's constant commitment to make the number one and number two, and I don't know in which order, and I would never dare suggest that I would know the order of importance here, of qualification for filling these roles or these positions as skin color and gender. He did it for the vice presidential position, and he has been on record multiple times suggesting that that would be his case for the Supreme Court justice nominee if he were to be given that opportunity. That looks like pandering. Does that look like pandering to the people who I am assuming he's pandering to?
Yeah, I think, yeah, it is pandering. But, you know, the Democrats, as you know, they play the skin color game and the gender game all the time. So none of that should be a surprise if he did this. In fact, he's promised to put a woman of color on the court, as we said earlier. So I don't know which comes first, whether it's the color or the gender. With someone like Kamala Harris, you've got both. She's, conveniently enough, both a black person and a woman. She is an attorney. She's a former attorney general, former U.S. senator. So on paper, she would look like a good nominee. Again, not somebody I would support, but from the left's standpoint and Biden's standpoint, somebody who would be a good nominee from their perspective. She doesn't seem to be the brightest bulb in the chandelier, or the sharpest knife in the drawer, but, you know, I guess that for the purposes of checking a box, she certainly qualifies from that standpoint.
So something else that I want to talk to you about, kind of jettisoning here from our conversation surrounding Kamala Harris. I mean, she hails from the state of California, and you can look up and down this very deep blue state and see how crime is ravaging many of the cities in that state. If you look at San Francisco, it's an absolute disaster. Los Angeles is a disaster. People are fleeing this state. I just read a story the other day that they've run out of U-Hauls in California because people are fleeing this state. And one of the reasons why is because it's unsafe. It's unsafe to live in these big cities. It's not a place you want to raise your family. And it doesn't take very long to look from Democrat-run city to Democrat-run city and see this as a consistent factor in a place where the control has been given to the left. And I think that Americans are waking up to that issue in a big, big way right now as well. Is this a problem? I mean, I guess the way Peter Doocy asked this question, is this a liability? I don't know if you're going to call me names like President Biden called Peter Doocy, but is this a liability for the Democratic Party, for this administration, and for people like Kamala Harris?
Yeah, I think it's a huge liability for a number of reasons. One is that the crime has become so random and so unpredictable. The last big crime wave we had was tied in with the crack epidemic. A lot of things were involved with drug deals that went wrong, and innocent people got caught in the crossfire. But most of the violence was related to people who were wrapped up in bad drug deals or transactions went sideways, or what have you. Now you've got people like this poor young lady from UCLA who was working in a furniture store, minding her business, and in walks somebody, and she's trying to sell him a piece of furniture, and he decided it'd be a great idea to kill her. Then we're doing a drug deal. He wasn't involved with her previously. She was not like a prostitute, and he's the pimp or anything like this. So there are people who just are going about their business, suddenly get, you know, stabbed, thrown onto the subway tracks, like we've had happen three times in the last 10 days or so here in New York. It's completely unpredictable. I think that makes things that much scarier than in the past. You'd think, well, as long as I become a crack dealer, I'll be okay. Number one. Number two, you've got the Democrat Party, which is a couple years ago was pushing defund the police, all the post-George Floyd matters efforts to defund, demoralize, and bash the police and police departments and so on. That is boomeranging in their faces. The boomerang has turned and hit them right smack hard in the face. And people know that this enormous boom in crime has been largely a result of the ideas and policies like defunding the police, so-called bail reform, which is bail elimination, and other soft on crime and sort of criminal hugging policies pushed by the left. And people know this is not the result of broken windows policing and the sorts of things people on the right have pushed. This is a result of left-wing policies that have been tried and very, very, very quickly failed and failed miserably, as we now see something like, I think it's 16 or so Democrat-run cities have the biggest numbers in homicide ever. I mean, they're breaking records. In 2021, they broke records that were set back in the 1970s and even the 1990s. So I think most people see that and they're appalled. And the Democrats better come up with something very different very quickly if they don't want to suffer the wrath of the American people.
You know, Fox News contributor Joy Murdoch with us here. You touch on something that's really important because everybody sees the crime that is taking place. And everybody sees the result that is happening in these cities. I'm sitting in St. Louis right now. We are regularly the number one city for crime, nationally speaking. And it's very disappointing. And I myself have been carjacked in this city. I've had a gun pointed me sitting in stop traffic on a bridge just for sitting in traffic. I mean, this is just me commuting to work during the daytime, I might add.
Wow.
Everybody's
terrifying.
It is. And everybody sees this. And what you just said there is that this crime is a result of the policies, which means that the Democrats are actively instituting specific policies that are resulting in criminal chaos. And if these policies continue to result in this criminal chaos and they're not changing their policies, then there has to be a political benefit that the Democratic Party is gaining from continuing to implement these and subsidizing DAs that don't want to prosecute crimes, that want to, you know, actually defend criminals instead of the people who live in these communities. What does the Democrat Party get out of this institutional chaos that's a result of their action?
That's a very good question. I would think mainstream Democrats, to the whatever degree that exist are probably asking that question, what are we getting out of this? Certainly the far left people, those who are supported by George Soros, folks like George Gascon, folks like Chesa Boudin in San Francisco, I believe your DA in...
Yep.
Exactly. I believe she's one of them as well. These are far, far left people. I think a lot of them are Marxists. And what they get out of it, I believe, is what V.I. Lenin got out of what I think is one of the greatest political slogans ever before the toppling of the Romanov dynasty in St. Petersburg, Russia, back in 1917, before the Russian monarchy was kicked off its throne by the communists, by the Bolsheviks. His slogan was, the worse, the better. The worse, the better. The more chaos and havoc and pandemonium these guys could create, the more likely people would say, well, we've had enough of the czars. Things are a total mess. You know, I can't pay my bills. I lost my job. You know, bedlam in the streets. Let's turn to a guy like Lenin. Maybe he's got some good ideas. And I think a lot of these people want to see total chaos. They want to see blood in the streets. They want a revolutionary situation. And from that, they believe a more just and noble government can be implemented. And if we achieve socialism in America, that's not my objective. I think it's theirs. And I think some of these people look at the chaos that's going on. And unlike you and me and our listeners, rather than be appalled and disgusted by it, they applaud it and want more. And I think it's really that bad. I think these people are really that evil.
I think you're spot on, because I see the same thing with our southern border. It's as if the problem needs to get so out of hand and so massive that the only entity that would be big enough to come in and solve it is the government. And who wants to expand government? And who wants to consolidate power in the government more than the far left progressives? They think it's they invent problems that they can solve with new government programs and solutions, and then they just happen to be the ones holding the keys when the time comes to make that expansion.
Mm-hmm.
But I got to think that there are so many different entities right now, or issues, I should say. The problems have gotten so big in so many different categories. I really feel like the American people are kind of calloused to this now, and they're saying enough that the common sense that they have maybe, honestly, in such a wonderful country that we live in, we've had it so great that you kind of have the opportunity to dabble in the ideas of socialism, which when pitched to you sounds light and fluffy and helping everybody. It's just not real. And when you're not safe and you're being locked in your homes and they're slapping masks on your kids everywhere they go, and you know, you have these instances where you're watching the administration handle overseas conflicts as a bumbling disaster, I feel like I'm just pulling for it, that the American people are about to say, we're going to try something else.
Yeah, I hope that happens. I do think that, again, back to the worse the better concept, I think part of their objective is to have so many things going wrong at once that you just get exhausted.
Mm-hmm.
And you say, oh, I can't even watch the news anymore, and you just basically, you know, hide under the bed, if you will. A small item recently overseas, Biden is trying to get the South Koreans to release $18 million in funds that in various accounts controlled by Iran. So the Ayatollahs will have $18 million to use to pay their UN dues and be able to restore their voting rights at the UN. I mean, you see an item like that, you just want to throw your hands up and, you know, run down the street in horror. And then you got the crime, and you got the inflation, and you've got the supply chain crisis, which is worse than ever. I love cherry sparkling water from Walgreens. I can't get my hands on it here in New York. It's impossible. And so I think a lot of people just get very upset and just, as I say, just sort of surrender and just kind of yield to the pandemonium. I think that's part of what they want. And as far as crime goes, I think we've reached the point where people just really need to arm themselves and, you know, everybody get a concealed or open carry permit and be ready to battle these criminals and take them out if they attack.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, the police have their hands tied. Some of these prosecutors are not interested in enforcing the law. Some of the judges are thrilled to play along with the criminal hugging behavior. Others are upset, but their hands are tied as well because of things like bail reform. And the only thing really left at this point is to let the American citizens arm themselves and protect themselves. It's very sad we've reached that point, but I think here we are.
Well, Fox News contributor Joy Murdoch, you're a voice of common sense and fearless truth, and we love having you on here with us
very
each week.
Thank you very much.
Talk to you again next week.
Talk to you. Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. I am always grateful for his you know, cut straight to the chase.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.